Our God is awesome. Our God is wonderful. Thank you, Jesus. Can you celebrate Jesus? Can you celebrate Jesus? Can you celebrate the Lord Jesus? It's going to be a wonderful day today. Before we start, I want to give you a quick advice. Something that I believe is going to be a blessing to you. Like I always tell you, don't ever be a member in the house of God. Make sure you're a partaker of whatever that is happening in the house of God. If the best thing you can do is just come and arrange the chairs, be part of it. Not in this ministry, but in any ministry around the world. I'm not just saying for this ministry. Wherever you are, make sure you have something in that body of Christ. I don't think there's any part of your body that does nothing. Is there? Is there any part of your body that does nothing? Even the most careless part of your body that you think they are irrelevant, are relevant. So we must come to that strong understanding. And if we can come to that understanding, it will change the way we see things. It will change our oppressions and it will help us to grow more in the spirit. And one thing I want you to understand, whenever you are doing anything in this life that has to do with God, let your mind be zeroed on God. Let it not be something that you feel like there is a competition in it. Whatever you want to do for God, bring your heart out for it. Do it. Even when it seems like nobody is there to help, do it. You see, the moment you are doing something and you are expecting people to reward you for that thing that you are doing, if people reward you, that is the best reward you can get. You see, God likes those people that do things in secret that nobody knows about them. God is more happy when people are willing to do certain things in secret that they don't come to announce it in the public. Because our Father is the Father that sees in secret and rewards both in secret and in open. Praise the Lord Jesus. So whenever you are doing anything in this life, don't always see it as a competition. It's one of the reasons we fail so much in certain areas of our life is that, for example, a brother starts up a business. And the first thing that... Now they tell you one thing about business, they say you should study your opponent. And that is the idea they tell you in the word, study your opponent. You see, the world do not understand what they call grace. The world do not understand what they call anointing. The world do not understand what they call the promise of the Father. The world do not understand spirituality. So they tell you that if you're about to start a business, find someone that has started that kind of business and compare yourself to that person. Now, no matter how much you compare yourself to someone, you will never be that person. The life experience of that person is different. His own life experience has taught him how to run a particular kind of business. Your own life experience has taught you how to run a particular kind of business. That's why the Bible says that those that compare themselves to themselves are not wise. So we must come to that understanding that this is one body of Christ. And whatever you're doing for the body, give your best for it. And at the end of the day, God will bless you mightily in the name of our Lord Jesus. So I want to teach you on intercessory prayers. I want us to learn about prayers. If you are here, get your book and your pen ready because you're going to be learning a lot of things today. Now, you know, we've been hearing about that word intercessor. We've been talking about intercessor. Now, what actually is intercessor? Because your Christianity is not actually fulfilled until someone intercedes on your behalf. And some people believe that intercessory something is something that certain people ought to do and not for everybody. Can we be on our feet? Everybody be on your feet. Now begin to pray in the Holy Ghost. I sense something here. Thank you, Jesus. Begin to pray in the Holy Ghost. Karimana supra katigra, shebara do sopra ere kuta kamana kusha krakati. Prego sopra ere nosi brata braga shibra katagada. Open your mouth and begin to pray in the spirit. Karimana sopra ere dosi braga tigra katigra. Rababa sopra ere dosi braga kamana kusha braga. Prego sopra ere dosi braga tigra. Marakushi kra ere noso preke proto pretesi kra kata. Barata tata pusha prata prene rekoto prene mosodo. Rapisha kra ere kusa prata prene bosa prata. Father, we seize that spirit of misunderstanding. We seize those spiritual interference. And we bind them in the name of Jesus. Have your seat in the name of our Lord Jesus. Now go to the book of Ezekiel 22 verse 30. Right from the beginning of the scripture, we've been seeing the power of intercessors. We've been seeing the power of intercessors. We have seen the need of intercessor. In fact, intercessor did not start just because Jesus Christ came. Right from, the Bible said that before the world, Jesus was slain. Is that correct? That means the Lord has seen the end of the earth. He has seen the end of the world. He has seen that eternity that has no end. Does that make sense? Now the Bible says something in the book of Ezekiel 22 verse 30. Ezekiel 22 verse 30. Now we're talking about intercessors. We're talking about intercessors. Now what does it mean to be an intercessor? What does the word intercessor mean? What does the word intercessor mean? It simply means someone standing in the gap. That is the shortest way to define it. What does it mean? What is an intercessor? Someone who can stand on behalf of someone. Someone who can speak on behalf of someone. Someone who can intercede on behalf of someone. And we must come to this understanding that, see, as a Christian, you are meant to intercede on behalf of someone else. As a Christian, you are meant to intercede on behalf of someone. How then do we get to save our unbelievers? How then do we get to save our parents, our dad, our mom that are still into idol worshipping? How then do you get to save that your uncle is because of intercession? Now listen to what the Bible said. It says something. It said, I look for someone who might rebuild the walls of righteousness. I'm looking for somebody who can show me to the world. I'm looking for somebody who can announce my doing. I'm looking for a witness who can speak on my behalf. But like I told you that God in his nature cannot operate on earth until someone invites him. So in as much as God is all powerful, he has a law, and God is restricted by his law. It's not like us that we can give a law today and wake up tomorrow and break the law. It's not like the country that we are in that wake up one morning and change the law. In fact, the law favors them. If it doesn't favor them, they manipulate the law. God is just because God is someone that is governed even by his own laws, not because he cannot break them. Because even if he breaks them, he is found justified for breaking it. But God has, the Bible said that the earth has been given to the sons of men. So there is a principle. Intercessory is all about earth. Has nothing to do with the heaven. It's all about mankind. And the Bible said, therefore, I look for someone. This is God speaking. You can see this in quote. He said, I look for someone who might rebuild the walls of righteousness that guards the land. That means that God is saying, I'm looking for someone who can stand on behalf of a land. Jesus. God is saying, I'm looking for someone who can stand on behalf of a nation. I search for someone. That means God is the one that searches for someone that is willing to intercede. Does that make sense? He said, I search. That means the Holy Ghost is the one that broods and begins to search the heart of men. You see, people think that, you see, before you give your life to Christ, God has already been waiting for you to give the life. Does it make sense? God loves you more than your own widest imagination. He said, I signed for someone to stand in the gap, in the wall, so I wouldn't have to destroy the land. Now, God is not the one that destroyed the land. But understand this, when God tells you that don't jump from three-story building, if you actually jump, there is a law that governs it called gravity. So if you jump, you are either dead or you break your legs. But now that nature, that gravity was created by God. That is why God is saying, for I wouldn't have to destroy the land. He's not the one to come and place the curse upon the land. He has created a system. There is a system that if I jog 3 hours every single day, and you jog just 30 minutes every day, for 1 year, there is a system that allows me to have more endurance than you. It's a system. Does that make sense? There's a system that allows me, if I pray every 1 hour, every single day, for 3 months, there's a system that allows me that whenever I want to pray, my lowest prayer will be 1 hour. But if you are someone that prays 5 minutes, There's a system that, in fact, your highest of all, in fact, the day you say you want to do 1 hour, if you pray and pray and pray, in your own understanding, you have prayed so long, when you check time, it's 3 minutes. There is a system. Does that make sense? And the Bible said, I searched for someone to stand in the gap in the wall so I wouldn't have. That means whoever that is an intercessor is someone that can stand. That means that before God comes to a nation, before God is invited into a nation, somebody has to invite him in. That means in order for God to penetrate your soul, something has to invite God. In fact, do you know that when you actually stand up and give your life to Christ, you're not the one that actually made that decision. It was not the pastor that convinced you to give your life to Christ. The moment the man of God is speaking, there is a spirit that is within you that is trying to convict you. I can be preaching right now. When I'm done preaching, I call 7 persons. I say, what did I say? Each person will explain based on their own understanding. But at the end of the day, the summary of everything will be the same thing I preached. But you see, when the word comes out of you, the word deals with you based on you. That is why he's called the Holy Ghost. He's actually the interpreter of every spiritual things. So as I'm speaking now, you believe you are hearing what I'm saying. But there is a mediator. There is a spirit being that allows you to comprehend what I'm saying. As a Christian, as a believer, there is a witness that is in you. And the Bible said that I'm searching. I search for someone. He said, I didn't say I search for people. I search for nations. I search for someone. One person. I'm searching for even one person who can stand in the gap. So I wouldn't have to destroy the land. But I found no one. But I found no one. And so I destroyed the land. The reason why certain things come to your family and takes place is because there is nobody standing in that family. The reason why the devil can come to a marriage and mess it up is because there is no one standing. The reason why the devil can come to your business and scatter it, but there's no one standing. And you've been trying to stand, and after a while, you get tired of standing. The thing you tell yourself is that, I beg, may every man on his own run. But let me ask you a question. How would it feel when you get to heaven and your mom is not there? How would it feel that when you appear before Zion, your father is not there? How would it feel that when you appear before the throne room of the Father, and your younger brother or your elder brother is not there? Will you actually justify yourself to actually say that you love them while you're on earth? Love is not about what you gain. Love is about what you give. In order for you to actually stand and intercede for someone, you must know what love is. The absence of love is the absence of your prayer. Because the reason why Jesus came was because of love. The Bible said that even before we exist, he loved us and chose us and adopted us. That means Jesus knew that we are sinners. And in fact, he actually came and died because he knows that we were sinners. But he didn't die so that we can remain sinners. He actually died so that we can be transferred. And not just transferred, but transformed as well. And the Bible said, for I searched. I searched. You see, when someone say I search, he talks about like what Brother Michael was actually doing in his house. He was searching for a pepper. He said he had searched for so long and couldn't see it until the Lord spoke and brought it to fulfillment. Now, searching is not something you just, you know, let me make it easier. Look for and search for is different. Just to help you understand. I beg, you know, our own look for is different. I look for and I don't see him. Your father might say, go to my wardrobe, get the key. You now say, ah, daddy, I didn't see the key on the wardrobe. You say, where did you start? You said, I looked for everywhere. You truly, truly, you know, you didn't look anywhere. You just went to look with your eyes and you came out. When you use the word search or seek, it means there must be a burden to search for something. If there is no burden, you can't search for anything. And that is how it is when you start to intercede for someone. You see, most people fake groaning. You see, you can't fake groaning. Sometimes it can come like a bite in your belly. All of a sudden, something begins to bite you. You can't explain. It looks like it's crap. Like your muscles, you are, Jesus. Then the only thing that will be burning in your heart is prayer. And you begin to, after a while, something leaves you. There are different kind of groanings in the spirit. Praise the Lord Jesus. You see, nothing can happen in Anambra State except somebody invite that spirit. That is why it is time that we must raise people that are intercessors. Not people that can wake up one morning and say, see, might tell you, I was once mad. We need genuine Christians. People that no matter how the walls are shaking, they will stand firm. We don't need people that are that today they are cold, tomorrow they are warm. We don't want lukewarm Christians. We want people that are so that are going to be so honest. Man of God, I have weakness in this. People that can come before the Father and complain and empty themselves as vessels. The thing is that even before you, when you come before God, you actually express your own pride before God. You see, one thing you understand, no matter how rich you are, you are not rich. No matter how rich you are, you are not rich. Now, if I say some persons there, how many of you here have, let's say, 1 million naira? Some persons will stand up, I have 1 million naira. And now, do you know that 1 million naira can be to you, is a breaking limit. Like 1 million, boy, I'm rich. Then there's somebody else somewhere now that has 500 million naira and he's saying, I'm poor. Now, have you ever asked why are people going to politics in our country? It's not actually because they want to make a change. And yet, they are filthy rich. Understand this, they are rich. These people count in billions. But there's something about the mentality is that anytime their money reduces to 1 billion, they feel they are poor. That same one that if it transfers to your account, half percent of it, your clothes will not size you anymore. So what you consider wealth is not what another person considers wealthy. If I call this my young brother here and said, I give you 100,000 naira, how would you feel? Real good, right? Now, I call brother Michael and I give him 100,000. Okay? Yeah. Thank you, sir. I appreciate it. It's good. Yeah. Oh, thank you so much. Now, when brother Michael takes 100,000 and comes out, in less than 3 to 4 days, 100,000 is done. But that young boy can hold 100,000 for 2 months. Why? That money is so big based on the capacity of what his mind can carry. Jesus. You see, someone can say 40 million naira is big, but if I give you 40 million naira and you enter Roban store, you know, you would not like to go to a cock and price. Because why would you be sweating when you can afford it? So you enter Roban store. You don't pick like this anymore. It's you put hand and you... Why? There is a mentality. But the moment something reduces, the thing that from that 40 million, what is left is now 200,000. You will no longer enter Roban store. Something will hit in you. A spirit will tell you, go a corker. It's cheaper. And that spirit has actually been present before. Praise the Lord Jesus. So now the Bible is talking about intercession. I search for someone to stand. It's not searching for someone to bless. Oh Jesus. Oh God. See, when you work for God, God does not have to put you in the agenda of people he will bless. The working of God is a blessing on its own. Oh, you don't understand what I'm saying. God is in need. Imagine a whole land, a whole nation. God is doing for one person. There was not one person that could yield for the move of God. It's like when we cry for a revival, where are the people that will bring for the revival? What if I tell you that there is a land where revival has started? You pray and you shout, Lord, give us the revival. Have you been revived? Revival must start within us. Then through us, there will be a birth. Praise the Lord Jesus. Praise the Lord Jesus. And I ask you this question, who can intercede? There are three levels of intercession. Three persons that I'm going to explain to you why they can intercede. Number one is Jesus Christ. Let's go to the book of Hebrews 9:15. Follow me. You reign. You reign. Elohim. You reign. You reign. You reign. na na na. Yeah, na 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 na. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Are we there? Hebrews 9:15. Can someone read for me, please? Can we always have someone just read our Amplify, okay? He said, that is why he is the one who mediates. The Bible said that is why he is the one who mediates. So whenever you hear the word mediator, it's talking about intercessor. Whenever you hear the word mediator, it's talking about what? Intercessor. Someone that can stand in the gap. Does that make sense? He said that is why he's the one who mediates what?
A new covenant.
He's the one that mediates a new covenant. He's the one that bridges. He's the one that stands in between the old and the new covenant. Kaya bo shabra. Can we go to John 16 verse 6 Amplify, please? John 14 verse 6 Amplified. And the Bible said something important. I read from my Amplify something, but said, okay, let me use that. It said, Jesus told him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one can come to the Father except through me. That is a mediator. That is an intercessor. No one can access the Father except me. That means the absence of Jesus is the Father seeing your filthiness. So Jesus is like the filter. Does it make sense? You see, sin is sin in the eyes of God. But when Jesus stands in the gap and you come before the Father, Jesus, that sin is no longer sin. What is sin is Christ in you. I don't know if you're getting it. Because I'm trying to teach you why you have to intercede as Christians. You see, it's easier to call yourself an intercessor. But when the things that taste intercessors comes to you, will you stand it? But I tell you that if you are an intercessor, you are among the hierarchy soldiers of God. Every intercessor is a warfare person. There is no intercessor that is a gentleman. They can be gentle in their appearance, but these people have keys to the Spirit. You might be shocked that there will be one person that can stand on behalf of Anambra State and intercede. One. His job is to make sure that Anambra do not crumble. You might be shocked that there is one person standing on behalf of the whole Nigeria. One person. And before that person gets old, another intercessor is given birth to. And they might never know each other. And you might never know who they are. You might walk past them on the road and call them. Why have you? You might look at them and say, why are people so poor? You see, they can look poor in the present, in your own eyes, but the realm of the spirit, people mount on Zion. It is time that the church begins to give birth to intercessors. People who were born for the things of God. People who carry it as a body. Man of God, is everybody supposed to intercede? Yes, we'll look at the scripture and see what the Bible is saying. Who can intercede? Jesus Christ can. He said, I am the way, the truth, and life. That means Jesus has the ability and the office to intercede. The second person that can intercede is called the Holy Ghost. Jesus is the Holy Ghost, actually. The Holy Ghost is the Spirit of Jesus. So, Jesus is the Holy Ghost. But I'm making it in three forms so that you can understand better. Normally, I would have said Jesus and man. And even man has no ability to intercede. But because the man has the Holy Ghost in him, then man can intercede. So in the whole thing, the whole Trinity is still based on what I'm telling you, the man, Jesus, the Holy Ghost, and the man. In the whole Trinity, the person that is still interceding is Jesus. So Jesus accesses your vessel and speaks to the Father on your behalf. That's why the Bible said that your understanding is unfruitful, but yet it's an answered prayer. So God is saying that I don't need you to intercede, but I need you. I don't really need you to make the communication, but I need you. The only thing I need is a man to host me and allow me to access the Father. All you need to do is open your tongue and begin to pray. I will communicate the words. You see, that is why if you want to pray in your own understanding, you can't last for 1 hour in prayer. If you want to charge and try yourself in the place of prayer in your own understanding, you find out that you are lost. You find out that there is a weakness in you. The chromosomes in your body will not accept what your body is trying to do. The catalyst that speeds up the rate of chemical reaction will reject you. But the moment you began to pray with the Holy Ghost, there is something that takes place. Your mind is unfruitful. Your mind does no thinking. Your mouth speaks. And even the word that comes out from your mouth is not yours. That is when you can say there is a praying spirit, the angel is here. There is a praying spirit that prays through you. And that is why someone can come and sing a song that it is not I that pray, but there is a spirit in me that prays. So when you are interceding, you are only a vessel that the Holy Ghost is renting to speak on behalf of nations. And because the Holy Ghost is borrowing your vessel, He will bless you. It's like when you do a work for a rich man that has the heart of God, the rich man will bless you. If I call you now and say, take 20,000 naira, go to Lagos and give to this brother 20,000. And you go and you deliver that message perfectly. I'm happy. I call the person, say, I got your 20,000 naira. I call another brother, I give 50. I call you again, give you 50,000. When you come back and you say, Daddy, I have change of tenders. Oh, just keep it. Now, I might have four persons to assess. But because you are the one that is available, I will keep assessing you. Even when others are available, I will keep assessing you. Until the day you fail me, I will look for another. Do you think there was nobody that was in the land that was worthy? There were people that could pray, but none could be assessed. You see, one thing is to pray, one thing is to be assessed by the Holy Ghost. If you say, let us pray, there are people that will brakatakatakata, bereto brete, yes. But are you accessible? You are only accessible when the fruit of the Spirit find expression in you. It is when God can say you are a witness. You see, it is possible that in the house of God, everybody is very, very important, but there are people that are pillars in the house of God. Intercessors are one of those people that could make God to search for one. The Bible didn't say that these people were not a praying nation. There must be somebody there that was praying. I mean, in the book of Kings, 1 Kings, the Bible says something that Elijah came before God and said, I'm the only one that have not bowed before Baal. And God said, Kai, you know, I have 7,000 prophets that have never bowed to Baal. So in that land, there were people that could pray, but there was no intercessor. You see, you can be a praying machine, reprata. When they call you and beckon on you, you can pray. But are you a channel for God to do what He wants to do? That means that you can be sleeping at night and the Lord will say that for me to do what I need to do, this I need you to stand. So you have to be a vessel for Him to stand. But you can be a believer that when the Holy Ghost comes to beckon on you, you are not available. That does not cancel your Christianity. You only cancel the access point that you have given to the Holy Ghost. We must come to this. When was the last time you actually came to the place of prayer and said, there are people that I see that go to preach the gospel of Christ. I don't know who they are, but through the Holy Ghost, I will stand in their gap. And you begin to pray in the Holy Ghost with the sole purpose, not that you are asking God for power or anything, but you are asking God for a transformation in the life of another brother. When was the last time you picked your place of prayer and your Bible? And after study, you stand up and begin to pray and say, Father, we need Esther's. Because last time I checked, you are a man, not a woman. So for you to call for the spirit of Esther means that you're calling for the spirit of an anointing of an intercessor. And a woman could stay in the place of prayer just so that Jesus could give birth, could be bettered forth. You see, the funny thing is that Jesus actually was the one that gave birth to Jesus. Let me stop. Let me not go to that. Oh, you don't know. Oh, no. The Bible said that the Bible said that Jesus came and He gave up the Holy Ghost. And then we began to hear about the Holy Ghost in more detailed dimension. He said, I will send for you an advocate because I will not leave you only. He said, that advocate is with you now. That He was talking about Himself, Jesus. But that advocate will soon be in you. He was talking about Himself. The kind that is not seen but felt. Your Bible is upside down. Jesus. Let's continue reading. That will be too deep for us to go into. Can we go to the book of Romans 8 verse 26? We talk about the Holy Spirit as an intercessor. Oh, brakati brakashi krakati brata. Bereko si kraka miraka si katakata. And the Holy Spirit helps us in our weakness. For example, we don't know what God wants us to pray for. You see, God, there's something about this God. God is saying that, hey Jesus, that though you are a born again Christian, you really don't know how to pray. Though you have read the word of God and understood it back and forth, but you still don't know how to pray. He said that your prayers are not filtered. Your prayers are not channeled the right way. Because you don't know what is in my heart to pray for. So when you pray, you are praying amiss. And God, because of his mercy, I will hear your prayer, but you are not praying the right way. You are here saying that every foundational spirit fighting against me, I break it. When you're supposed to be praying for a father, direct me to a church where I will hear your word. So God is saying that these are not the right thing to ask of. But there is a being that when that being enters inside of you called the Holy Ghost, a man could speak and God will say, this is the perfect prayer. That means your sacrifice become holy and acceptable before the Father. You see, the Bible said that the two brothers came and they gave offering. And one gave a good offering, one gave a bad offering. I mean, one gave the best of all his offering. When you give the best you have, it means you give your heart. And you see, one was more like a herdsman, a cattle rearer, someone that rears animals. So he brought the best of what he has. One of them was a farmer. So yeah, I believe he brought something, but there was something the Lord was looking. That was not the best he could offer. You see, God does not want anything from you, not even your money. God wants only your soul. But the thing is that sometimes for God to get your soul, he needs to get the material things from you. Because wherever the wealth of a man is, that is where the heart of a man is. If they tell you now that UBA bank has folded, most of you will leave the church and start walking out. If they tell you that any bank now has folded, you just receive a text message, oh boy, diamonds, then it, blah, 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 all these banks are folded. They say now nobody can withdraw again for the past 24 hours. You will leave the church. And when I ask where you're going, you say, if I don't get the money, how will I support the work? You know, manipulations. And the Bible says something important. It said, but the Holy Spirit prays for us with groanings that cannot be expressed in words. We're still going to throw more light on that. John 14:16, Amplified Version. John 14:16, Amplified Version. Follow me. Karimaka supra ti krata ti ka. Breko supra ereno shi kraka ti krakata. Now, I read Amplify. He said, and I will ask the Father. Now, I'm trying to explain to you that the Holy Ghost is an intercessor. Is that correct? But we know that the Holy Ghost is the Spirit of Jesus. But understand, follow me. Just to make it more easier for everyone to understand. He said, and I will ask the Father and he will give you another helper. Now, Amplified wants us to understand in detail. He said, Comforter, Advocate, Intercessor, Counselor, Strengthener, Standby to be with you forever. He said the dimension that Jesus Christ was existing was the dimension that he can be in you, but he can be with you. But there is a dimension of his real self that is called the Holy Spirit. He's actually called the Holy Spirit because no spirit is as holy as he is. Because there are other spirits that can say the truth, but that is not the spirit of truth. We saw that in the story in the book of Acts. And the young lady began to prophesy that these men are genuine men of God. Now, they were prophesying through. Now, if I am the one and I walk into a church and a man of God stands and says, you are a true servant of God. The first thing I will do is that, yes. Now, I will shut out my discernment. What is the essence of discerning when he can discern I'm a man of God? He just announced me. Why will I come and say, no, this man is not a man of God? And I believe for an instant, Paul was believing, yes, this man is genuine. Ah, the spirit is genuine. Let us be going. My brother, let's be going. Silas, let's go. You are anointed. And the woman will come again and say, this man are servant of the Most High God. Paul will say, Kai, announce it louder. Let them know we have come. That even their Amanda or her is announcing that this man are from God. And after a while, she came again and said, and Paul asked the Holy Ghost, Kai. He checked in the spirit. I'm not seeing an evidence of the Holy Ghost in this woman. Then how can a person that don't understand the things of the spirit begin to prophesy in the spirit? And there was something more than the honor he would have gotten from her. And he turned back and rebuked the spirit of Python from her. Because even the spirit of Python is the spirit of prophetic. That is why if you go to certain places, you see snake. Whenever you see that symbol of snake, it talks about prophetic, but not from the Father. The day you hear the story of the seraphims and the cherubims, and you understand that even there is a mystery about snakes. The Bible says, be wise serpents. And Paul turned and rebuked that spirit. To be honest, if you are the one, you will not rebuke that spirit. Imagine if I am the man that whenever you come, I tell you that God, you will make so much money in this world. I can be telling you that for 2 years, you'll be believing. You will make money. Just give me 5,000 naira. You will make money. You will give me the 5,000. And one day I wake up and I just wake up, I say, Brother Kennedy, I saw in the spirit. I saw a car handed over to you. I saw the car coming in the next 7 months. But you need to sow a seed that will provoke the offering to come. Mm-hmm. You need to sow a seed. The Bible said, I will not give God, I will not help. You need to sow a seed that will provoke the offering to come. Let your seed provoke God. Do you know the word it means to you? Do you know the meaning of provoke? If someone is provoked, does anything good come out? Some of you have been told to provoke God in the spirit. They will tell you that the person that did this thing to you killed a cow, that you are bringing goats. You're not serious. You have to give a higher sacrifice. So you kill two cows, or one cow and one goat. Let the blood ascend to heaven. Oh God. See, I can ask it back. Praise the Lord Jesus. So the Bible called the Holy Ghost an intercessor that will be given to us. Then the number three thing is man. Man can also intercede. We saw that in the life of Abraham. Now, Abraham was able to intercede for the land of Sodom and Gomorrah. Is that correct? Abraham was able to intercede for the land of Sodom and Gomorrah. Do you know that Abraham actually stood for a whole city? One man. That is why you are seeing the book of Ezekiel talking about one man. And God, see, whenever you are an intercessor, God will hardly do anything, even in a different land where you are not, unless he informs you about it. I mean, these angels came. Now, there's something about the book of Genesis. Sometimes they'll say, and God spoke. And sometimes that same person they say, and God spoke, they call the person an angel. It's because these angels, an angel can be here, and God will speak. The person speaking is God. Not the angel. You see, Moses told us that the law was given to him by God. No, Paul had another theory. Paul said, for the law was given by an angel. Because no man can see God and live. No. Why are they saying this? It's because that the moment I speak to you and I tell you, go and deliver this message in the land, the moment you are going the part of the might of who sent you. It's not about your capacity physically, it's about the message that you are carrying. Because every word of God is a seed. When a man of God stands on the altar and is speaking, he is planting seed, not by his own authority. There is a spirit in him. That is why a man of God can stand on an altar and speak over a nation and something will start happening. And if you meet that man of God in his altar and say, speak, he will not speak. There is something about a man that is under authority. So I was telling you about the spirit of intercessor. That Abraham, because you are an intercessor, God will not do something except he informs you. And the Bible said that as the angels were leaving, and God said, should I do something without telling Abraham, my servant? He said, no. In the range of my principle, it's not supposed to be so. And he goes before Abraham. He said, I've heard the cry in Sodom and Gomorrah have reached up to me in heaven. And I've come to see. What? God has come to see. Isn't God omnipotent, omniscient? He should see all things. Why is he coming down to see? Is it possible that angels could report a bad report? I didn't say anything. It's because you must understand something. I'm going to explain to you quickly. There are angels that are called watchers. There are angels that are in charge of territories. Then there are angels that walk with you. Before those angels walk into any territory, they will take permission from the angel in charge of that territory. When a message was sent to Daniel, Gabriel was coming, but the prince of Persia stood him in the heavens. And Michael, who is in charge of Israel, has to come. Because Michael is the angel that is in charge of Israel. So Michael had to come to present himself. Legare, I am the one that owns Israel. I stand before God. And he was able to wage war against the prince of Persia by the authority that he is the one that is in charge of Israel. And Gabriel had to come and deliver the message. And Gabriel told Daniel that, see, there is still a war in the realm of Israel. I'm going back to join Michael. And prince of Persia was the angel in charge, the demonic angel in charge of prince of Persia. If I have the wars of territory, but there is something about an intercessor. When an intercessor began to pray, something began to happen in the realm of the spirits. When you began to pray in the Holy Ghost, you are allowing the vessel that you have. You know, this is a borrowed vessel. You are allowing that vessel as a channel for the Holy Ghost to speak. And when the Holy Ghost began to communicate to the Father, oh, Jesus, help me. I want to take it in the way you understand. Apostle Paul says something in the book of Ephesians 16. Can a man intercede? Ephesians 1 verse 16. Can a man intercede? NLT. Can a man intercede? He said, I have not stopped thanking God for you. I pray for you. That is interceding. Whenever you are praying for someone, you are interceding. But the Bible said that there is a right way to intercede. There is a right way to intercede. You see, I can wake up this morning, I say I want to pray. Let me pray for Madam Chisom. And I start praying for Madam Chisom. God bless Madam Chisom. God bless Madam Chisom. God anoint Madam Chisom. God anoint. The moment you enter tongue, you're no longer praying for that person. No, you have entered a vehicle, you don't know who you are praying for. No, you don't get. No, don't worry. You understand this one? You are praying for Madam Chisom. Then you now switch to Ray Prataka. It takes the Holy Ghost to just allow you to pray for that person. Because, you see, God works on the pressing needs, not on your wants. So the moment you switch from Chisoma, you start Ray Krakatakata, he searches who is in need of that thing. Then when he's done solving it, if you cut him short and come back to pray, he will keep quiet. And God will begin to answer. But if you pray long enough, he will answer those ones and come down to that Chisoma. You don't understand this thing. I don't want it to be. I don't want you to follow me in the spirit. And with TV, I will honor spirit. Praise the Lord Jesus. I see a new dawn. I just saw it now in the spirit. I see a new dawn. Someone is about to have a very bright day. I just see it open. I see the atmosphere open. And I see something like dews falling. I see it now. Philippians 1, 3 to 4. Thank you, Jesus. Philippians 1, 3 to 4. While you are here, just be praying and whispering in the spirit. Philippians 1, 3 to 4. It said, every time I think of you, I give thanks to my God. Next verse. Whenever I pray, I make my request for all of you with joy. So someone can stand on behalf of somebody. Someone can stand on behalf of a church. Someone can stand on behalf of a family. You can stand. Don't say the Bible says that it's the only Jesus that is the mediator. There is a praying spirit, a dimension of Christ that is in you, that is called the Holy Ghost. And when you rip rather supra eretushi krakata, you're not the one speaking. The Holy Ghost is beginning to make utterances through you. Praise the Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And we commanded to intercede. Ephesians 6:18. And we commanded to intercede. Pray in the Spirit at all times and on every occasion. Stay alert and be persistent in your prayers for all believers everywhere. Is that your Bible? The Bible says, pray in the Spirit at all times. See, it didn't say pray in the Spirit season, at some seasons. He said at all times. You see, don't always wait till when you find a quiet place to stay and you start. Elohim Anona. No, no, no. You can, even while you are walking, you can be rebrata siti kina kabushi kraka bebre do soto kimena kasuti iri daba shabra erekuti kra ere no shabra tapira ba banuno bre ere dushi brada mena kisi kili bagushi ba rabadi ba daguse bra ere dusu bre ere dushi kraka tita tabaka bagushi bra ere no so bre ere kushi brata tata tata tata. Now I can be praying and communicating. See, it's the prayer language. Hi. Because today we will pray. You will pray. Oh Jesus. You see, you don't know that 30 minutes of prayer in the Holy Ghost breaks certain things in the life of people. Do you know what it means that the Holy Ghost begins to use you to pray? It means that the Holy Ghost begins to assemble His nature inside of you. And when the Holy Ghost begins to assemble His nature inside of you, addictions will start dying. See, He is the one that breaks the yokes. There are certain things that the Holy Ghost might find in your vessel that they are not needed, and the Holy Ghost began to break. But you must allow Him to break it. The mouth, that's what people say. They say it's the same mouth you used to pray, the same mouth you used to curse. How can you use the same mouth you used to bless and use it to curse? You don't know what you carry. That is why it is hard when you see some people singing songs that are not Christians. Have you seen someone on your timeline? He just woke up and said, "Thank you, Jesus, for your wonderful day." Then you now upload a Christian song. Then the next time you hear, and you are like, this place is confusing. Today you just 5 minutes ago, you just said, "Lord be praised." Oh, I'm plus one today. God be praised. And the next moment you are hearing Eba, Kuba, Kima, Kuba. I don't understand. So you are in between. Some people, if there is a way they can be praying Christian song in this one part of the house and playing what this song, they will stand in between. And when they come to the parlor, they say, "Oh, thank you, Jesus." When they enter to the room, Abba, Kiba, Kaba, Kaba. Those people are confused. They are not even with Christ. The Bible said there is nothing like lukewarmness. You can't say you are cold and warm. You are either cold or you are warm. You are hot. There's no room for lukewarmness. And He said, pray in the Spirit at all times and on every occasion. Stay alert and be persistent. You see, sometimes we pray, we are not persistent. See, persistent means that if I'm pushing the door, oh my Gita. Let me say, when you come to your house, when you come to your auntie's house, for example, your uncle's house, and you knock on the door, bah, bah, you know, you humble yourself and wait because you probably don't have a house. Or probably you have a house, but you came to beg for money. So that's how you will knock, you will not get that money. Not because you offended, though, just you're knocking. You see, when you want to beg for money, there's an atmosphere for begging. Let me just help you to understand. Jesus. No, you all should know what I'm talking about. When you come to that your uncle house, nobody asks you to wash car, you are washing the car. It's not because you are humble. There's an atmosphere of begging. And in that realm, you ought to do something to get something. Oh Jesus. Have you ever begged that time when you were younger? I know that you are old now. You just come, there's an attitude. Then everything about you has to do with sir. Good morning, sir. Okay, sir. Kambia, sir. Anabagom, sir. Mommy, sir. Everybody is sir. There's an... Oh, Jesus. They know what I'm saying. The Bible says persistence. When you come to your uncle's house, you knock. Then maybe you probably came with your friend and your uncle didn't open. Your friend wants to say, no, we'll just wait. You just knock now. Then after like 5 minutes, you don't knock. They say, maybe it's not around. Your friend will ask, look at your uncle now, he's there now. You look at your uncle and say, hey, maybe he didn't know we are knocking. You will be excusing that person. Because you know. But now imagine you came to your house. You knock on the gate. Bah, 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 bah. Nobody, you will hit everything because it's your gates. The Bible says, be persistent in your prayers. So when you come and knock before the Father, keep knocking until the door is open. The thing is that you knock and you knock and you give up on a God that is infinity. A man that has nothing to lose. Come before him knowing that you are like that person that came to beg. Come with that atmosphere, I need this thing. Then when you knock, he doesn't open, keep knocking. One thing about the Father is that he's not upset that you are knocking. In fact, he wants you to keep knocking. Because we can be 5 person that came before him. One thing about God is sometimes he tests us. You are knocking. A Kenneth came 2 hours ago, knock, you open. You came 1 hour later, and a Kenneth said, he's not open, let's go. You said, no, I want to stay. You knock, people come, knock, nobody. That is it. Just like, for example, you're asking God for a mantle of a person. You want something like Bethany that always has mantle. A mantle that when you speak, it happens. And you think it's something you will knock and say, I have received. You have received. It's a mantle, you don't receive like that. There are certain things you pray to the Father and you just beckon on you. There are certain things that you pray, the Father will search if you are worthy to carry it. And that worthiness comes by your persistence. Lord, give me depth in the prophetic. I want depth in the prophetic. The Lord will give you. Instead of giving you the grace, he said, I want depth. And you keep knocking. A time will come. The first desire you came for was so that you can see in the spirit and tell people what you see in the spirit. But there's a moment, there's how you begin to pray. Your desire began to go for the will of the Father. You begin to be conformed by his word. You don't understand what I'm saying. If you stand before light, there is a time it will come. If you come up, people will think you are the light. But the funny thing is that we are actually the light of God. So that some of us, we have lighted our lamp and buried it under the bed. Some people don't know the power of intercession until somebody in their family dies. Then they start praying for restoration. Say, Lord, I believe my sister will wake. I'm going to the mountain to fast for 7 days. Before you come back, they say they are buried already. So you should have waited. They say, go and dig the grave. Your faith will start telling you, respect yourself. Praise the Lord Jesus. Ephesians 6 verse 18 says something. But said, pray in the spirit at all times. There is no time to say, I want to pray. You have to always be in the mood of prayers. You ought to always be in the mood of prayers. And the Bible says, stay alert and be persistent in your prayers for all believers everywhere. So, who are you commanded to intercede? We are all commanded to intercede. We are told to pray for all believers. That is it. He said, your prayers for all believers everywhere. That means your prayer is not just to pray for your family. You have to intercede for every believer. And the only way that thing is possible is through praying the Holy Ghost. Can we go to the book of 1 Timothy 2, verse 1? I'll share this with you, then we go deeper. 1 Timothy 2, 1 to 4. He said, I urge you. Now, this is Paul speaking here. He said, I urge you first of all to pray for all people. Number one. All what people? That this part gave us the ability to pray for sinners. The book of Ephesians said we should pray for the believers. Is that correct? This dimension talked about that we can also pray for sinners, unbelievers. We can claim their souls for God. Is that correct? And the Bible says, ask God to help them. Pray for all people. Ask God to help them. They say, intercede on their behalf and give thanks for them. So you can sow a seed on behalf of someone. You can sing praises to God on behalf of someone. Oh, you don't understand. You can channel a worship just because of someone. He said, give thanks and give thanks for them. Next verse, please. You are so great. He said, pray this way for kings. The same way you ought to intercede for your governors and your presidents. We are commanded to pray for kings. We are commanded to pray for kings. We are commanded to pray for the governors. When was the last time you prayed for Nigeria? Be honest. Do you even remember them? When was the last time you prayed for the governor? I do. I pray for them. Do you really remember them? When was the last time you prayed for the king in your village? That king they call, whatever name they call him. When was the last time you prayed for your king? He said, pray this way for kings and all who are in authority. The senators. Everyone, the pastors. You pray for them. The bishop, the reverends. The evangelists, the teachers, the prophet, the apostles. You pray for them. You wake up in the morning, you start praying. Father, I pray for all the men that are anointed, called into this dimension. Lord, the Holy Ghost begins to renew their oils. I told you something. If I'm connected to you, if you are blessed, I'm blessed. If, as example, one of our brothers here in the Lord began to operate in the gift, whereby he sleep and knows what thing to invest in, maybe he sleep and wake up and say, Daddy, open a shop here. You make money. There is a grace here. Oh, Daddy, you see this shop, this house? Buy this house. I said, the house is 10 million now. Why should I buy? He said, buy. Oh, there's an oil well there. Oh, I'm buying. Buy. So he has that gift. Is that correct? So that gift, if I pray for God to take him deeper to see more, it benefits the body of Christ. The thing is that you don't see it that way. You, instead of you to pray for the brother to see deeper, you want to see deeper. What if you don't have that dimension to see deeper? Some of us can see in our spirit. Some of us can see with naked eyes. Some of us can be here. They will see an angel standing in this one. They can describe. Some of us see within the spirit realm. We just, some of us know. We can look at you and just know your name is Chinedu. We can't even explain how we know. We just know. There's some people can look at you and they see Chinedu written on the air. These are dimensions. And because of that, you don't know how your own operates. You begin to desire my own. You are in error. Find someone who is deep into the pastoral office. Pray that God increases that person. And let the anointing on that person help burn even much more. All you need to do is be closer to the person. Because over the flow of it, he will enter you too. It's not when he sees in the spirit. If I begin to see in the spirit now, and I can see an angel standing in front of me very clear, because you have been praying for me and the Lord is heightening me, there is a high tendency that one day I will just stand. You will tell me, Russell, I need to see this thing you are seeing. Then I will act like a king, a prophet in the Bible, in the book of Kings, that did something to a servant. He said, Lord, open the eyes of my servant that he may see. He never closed the eye letter. The eyes remained open. Oh, you didn't hear that part. And then I can look at an angel and say, I want to open the eyes of this person. And the angel will say, I'm going to pour an oil. And the angel began to pour an oil upon your eye. And I say, in the name of Jesus, you start seeing. And you start seeing. Now, the anointing, because the gift that we have is for one another. So that anointing that you have prayed for me has opened a dimension for me. And there's the scripture that said, I will bless those who bless you and I will curse those who curse you. So whenever you are praying for the blessing of someone, you are interceding for someone, interceding for a nation, the Lord shall intercede for you. The same way you are praying for someone else is how the Holy Ghost shall come through somebody else and begin to intercede for you. You see, this thing is a prayer network. It's a chain. It's like a watchtower. The ability to come before the throne of the Father and begin to intercede. The moment you are filled of the Holy Ghost, you have the ability to intercede. Even if you are not filled yet, you still have the ability to intercede. But it is better to intercede praying in the Holy Ghost. How can I intercede for others? This is where I'm stopping. How can I intercede for others? Actually, you can't intercede for that lives inside of you can intercede. So the only thing you ought to do is switch off. You switch off you. You is selfish. You has pride. You is ignorant. You don't know the way. There's a song they say, it said, how can you walk when you don't know the ways of this? There's a song that said that. So you have to come to that dimension where you know that you don't know the way. Then you switch to who knows the way. And that is the Holy Ghost. So you allow the Holy Ghost to channel himself through you as a vessel. Let me tell you something. There's a time you begin to pray. I will tell you this because I've experienced it. Most of you might have experienced it. You begin to pray in tongues. You are just still entering. You are still touching the surface of the prayer. Then maybe 5 minutes more, 10 minutes more, your eyes, you begin to close your eyes. Then movement began to limit in a certain way. Then you begin to pray. All of a sudden, a sending energy comes. That energy might come through a song. It's not just about emotional something. The energy can come through a particular song. Why is it that a particular song energizes you and a particular one brings you down? Are you a robot? It's because there is a system. So when you began to pray, a particular beating might come, a particular atmosphere might come, then all of a sudden you begin to yaka batube, beretigaka. You begin to run heavy in the spirit. What you actually did was that you deleted yourself and allowed the vessel to come in. Then when the song now switches, you allowed yourself to come back to yourself. Then you now remember that you are praying, then you now start walking again. The energy began to lose. All of a sudden you find strength, you start praying louder. Then after a while, your flesh began to speak to you. You go tired. You now keep quiet. You are still praying, but you must learn to sustain the energy level. Even if you must whisper, or sustain that energy level. Sometimes you are praying in the Holy Ghost. Something began to happen in your family house. An angel is being released and the angel comes to your family house. The moment the angel raised the sword to walk, you stop praying. Your phone rang. You picked your phone. The angel goes back. Then after you have made that call, you come back and you start praying again. The angel comes back and draw the sword. The minute he's about to move again, your phone rings again. The reason why that phone is ringing, it's not because of any important business. That business might not even click. It's ringing because some demons could see what you are doing in the spirit. You see, you have flesh. You can't see in the spirit. So these beings that can see in the spirit know what your prayer is doing. I read a place whereby a witch doctor came to a place. He saw fire moving from earth to heaven. Heavy fire. And he sent two demons. The demon went there and died. They didn't come out. I don't know what happened, whether they had died or I don't know. But the story is the demon didn't come out. So the man conjured Satan. And Satan came and said, don't you know what is this? He said, what is this? He said, that is Kumu Yi pray. That is the prayer of somebody. You can't go there. You have to wait till the prayer ends. Then you can pass. As it be now, you know if he passed that area. Because one man. Because someone like Kumuyi, someone like Daddy Oyedepo, someone like Adebayo, someone like Daddy Umobai, someone like Arome, someone like some men that are anointed are somewhere channeling prayer. Because of that, a witch doctor has to wait so that the atmosphere can be clear. That is how it is when you begin to intercede. You begin to raise smoke in heaven. The fire began to burn to heaven. Because of you, a demon will want to enter Mbaku and say, I can't enter, I have to wait here. Because there is a Christian song we are praying. We began to pray 3 hours prayer stretch. The first day we started, we are few. The second day, people added. The third day, we were many. Because something was happening in the heavens. Something was happening. Because the Bible said that there was a war. Jesus is the mediator between what? Between the old covenant and the new covenant. That means he's the barrier, he's the wall. So the moment you began to channel yourself in the place of prayer, you began to become a wall in the spirit. That means Iboko Agada, you began to spread your wings. You see, you don't know that it's because we don't have the ability to see these things in the spirit. So when we pray with flesh, our understanding. Let me tell you one thing you don't know that I've learned. The moment you are in your house and you began to pray, every part of your building is sealed in the spirit. No demon can enter, no demon can come out. The moment you enter your house and you began to pray, and pray in the Holy Ghost, the whole entrance is sealed. No spirit bit can enter. No one can leave. And the more you began to pray, the more you began to harness the energy in the spirit. We need intercessors. We need intercessors. We stood there and we began to pray for Oka. We said, this court stuff must end. You think you just prayed it in vain? Something happened. How hungry are you? You see, it's not about making heaven anymore. If you're a son of God, you know it's not about making heaven. Heaven is just like, it's not about you going, do you know the road to your village? You know, right? So, it's not about going to your village. In fact, if your village was so sweet, you wouldn't be in Oka. So, it's not, you know that is your village. Nobody can, in fact, nobody can even convince you that that is not your village. Even your father cannot convince you. It's too late already. So, it's not about going back to heaven. We came from there. It's about the vessel, the mission we came to fulfill. The thing is that most people are so concerned about making heaven. They have forgotten that it's not just about making heaven, it's about taking territories. You come to a land, you possess it. You see, when you possess a land does not mean that magnitude will follow you. It's not, oh Jesus. When you possess a land, you mean that you become a prince in the spirit. You become a prince in the spirit. A prince in the spirit. Which means that the rain might want to fall, you can stand there and lock it. A native daughter might go to a place and begin to wave chaplets or something. There's something they always wave. They always wave that white something. Their prayer something. They start waving it. And the rain will stop. He said, no. Rain just fall. And the rain began to fall. He wave it. The rain will fall. He will all enter house, go cover himself. It's because there is a prince. And you can still come out and say, Lord, please. Lord, see this rain for a season, that they may know that I am from you. And the rain will stop, and men will give their life to Christ because you are there. That is what it means to be a witness through the Holy Ghost. You see, the thing is that your family members know that you're a Christian, but they have not seen Christ in you. Family member, they know. They are not denial. They know that every Sunday you wake up and you go to church. They know. But the power has not manifested. Today, my elder brother called me and said, Emeka, I want to ask you something. Honestly, I know nobody will tell me the truth except you. I said, okay. And you are here. You are there when he called. He said, this. I said, oh, this. He said, I know that nobody will tell me the truth except you. Now, they have seen a dimension of the nature of the Father. That is why they could call out of everybody they called you to ask. And he said, I know nobody will tell me the truth, but you don't stand for anybody. You will tell me the truth as it is. Can people in your family actually tell you that? Can someone say that, see, if I meet this brother, he will tell me the truth, nothing but the truth? 10 naira, 15 naira bride is still shaking you. We must give birth to intercessors. Not intercessors that wake up one morning and today they are on fire, tomorrow they are cold. We need people that will burn forever. See, it's not about a feeling. I don't feel like interceding. It's a decision. One day I just woke up around 3 o'clock. Ease myself. I said, something told me, said, the Lord did not wake you up to ease yourself. He just only used that means of easing yourself to wake you up. So now it's time to pray. I lie down, I did that prayer in between sleep. 4 hours in between sleep. What I call 4 hours in between sleep is my own way of calling that kind of prayer. I call it 4 hours in between sleep. where you pray and after a while you sleep and you open your eye, you start praying again. Sleep, open your eye. My brother, God knows I'm trying. The thing is that your own, you didn't even try. So after I did that 4 hours prayer in between sleep, and I now stand up and charge straight for 1 hour. Then I still came to the church again and charged another 2 hours. You see, it's not up, it's beyond your human feeling. It's a decision that I will sleep today. I want to pray. I wake up and I say, I want to fast. And I want it to be a dry fast. Not because I want to move God. I want to move myself. When I'm done with my fasting, if you see me where I'm eating food, even if you are not there, the food will satisfy you. But let that flesh know that you have mastery over it. You must learn to stand in the place of prayer. Not because of any other person, but stand because you are called for a reason. See, you are not here to enter heaven. The moment you give your life to Christ, you will make heaven. But after giving your life to Christ, are we seeing the Christ that is in you? Not because a man said, I will marry you. You change church. The man says, see, the only way I will marry is that you follow me and go to this woman or something. I want to kick her for Amadi or her. Just follow me. If you don't do her, that is the only way I can do it to my family. You now look to yourself. Time, no day. You know, women always feel like there is no time. My brother, there is enough time. Even at the age of 70, you can born. We saw it in scripture. We saw someone born, gave birth at the age of 63 in Nigeria. What's the name of that program they had? In Lagos, what is it called? Annual program that Daddy David Oyedepo used to do. Shiloh. She's 3 old woman. Get birth. God breaks protocol. We've seen people that don't have womb give birth. Do you think you need womb to give birth? That is when the supernatural is involved. Hey, man of God, I have low sperm. You don't have low sperm count. You don't need all the whole sperm to fertilize egg. So even if it is low, out of the low, you have 10 billion running. The doctor told you, you thought it was so. And there's something that is wrong with you here. The baby cannot come. No. You see, the thing is that you have tuned your calendar to the calendar of men. You have not tuned it to the calendar of heaven. That is why some persons are waiting that God will bless me. They don't know what God has said. Lord, I thought you showed me a vision that I'm getting married in 2021. Why am I not seeing it forthcoming? Why are men not coming? You see, what you are forgetting that is not the calendar of heaven. One day the Lord said, I will bless you, Emeka. I will give you a gift for your December present, your Esmas gift. Esmas passed, no gift. January passed, no gift. And a few months later, the Lord swore. When he speaks it will happen. It's not on your calendar. You see, when God has given you a promise, don't spend time meditating on the promise. Be praying while the promise fulfills itself. The thing is that you leave the praying, what you were doing, that allow that promise to come to you, and you start trying to know how God will do this promise. You see, it's not the same. If you think of an idea how God should bless you, God will not bless you in that form. If God wanted to bless you through a man and you thought of that man, God will stop that man from blessing you. See, God wants to bless you in a way that it will shock you. The thing is that you are thinking how God should bless you. You say, I saw a vision where someone gave me money. It'd be like, say, Prophet Emmanuel will give me money. And maybe God wanted to speak to Prophet Emmanuel to release the money. But now you have made Prophet Emmanuel an idol. And God will close the heart of Prophet Emmanuel. You see, don't think where the blessings will come. Just know that it will come. How can somebody tell someone, he say, move now. And he say, look at the Red Sea. Look at the Red Sea. He said, Moses, why are you calling me? In fact, the calling of Moses was the disturbance to God. He said, why are you calling me? What is that thing in your hand? Say, staff. Now use them now. Everything you will call me, daddy, daddy. Now guys, be adults now. He said, tell them to walk. And not Moses will be like, walk away for the water. God will keep. God is not one that say, oh yeah, walk. Walk. Walk now. That's not how he speaks. I don't know if you have heard him. He said, walk. That is the only thing you hear. If you want, go and fast for 40 days. After like 3 months, he will not come again and say, walk. He will disappear. Maybe after 2 years, he will not come again. Walk. You'll be asking, walk where? That river you are seeing, walk it. It is when you start walking that your faith is activated. God is limited if you don't have the faith. You will tell yourself that whoever marries you have married a blessing. If you never believe it, you will never be a blessing in any marriage. You'll be a curse. Whoever has found me has found a blessing. I used to tell people that if you have seen me, you have been blessed. I don't know how it will work, but I know that there is a spirit that is in me. Because if you come to the cycle of people around me, one day I will be praying, the Holy Ghost will bring your name to my head. Let me show you something that might help you. One day I was praying in the spirit. I was praying in my house, praying at a very high. When I pray, I don't care who is listening. I don't care who is disturbing. I push. My voice was so loud. Sometimes I pray very quiet for 2 hours, 3 hours quiet. Sometimes I pray loud. You know, that thing you don't control, it just comes. I was praying. All of a sudden, God was telling me about the brother to pray for the brother. I remember the brother's name. I'm trying to pronounce it. I didn't get it. I went to my phone. I saw the brother send me a message that time. That should maybe around one or so. Send a message out. I see the brother's message. I say, should I open his message? Maybe. I prayed a prayer. Something say, open the message and know the prayer point he wants. But God has told me to pray for him. I opened the message. The brother saw his seed. I just on the recording. I started praying the Holy Ghost. I was not praying for him. I was just praying. But something in me knew that that moment I was praying, I was channeling him to something. And after I was done, I didn't even know what I did. Later the man, the brother said amen, and that's how testimony just filled everywhere. You see, sometimes you need to stand. The thing is that you have been sitting for too long. You keep complaining that no door is open. Which one have you called for? Sometimes most of the problem we blame the devil is not the devil, it's our ignorance. Now, you want to pray before God. You know you don't know what to say and how to say it. You know you can pray in tongues. Why not pray in tongues? You now start telling yourself, why, how can I pray what I don't understand? Did the Bible say you understand what you are saying? The Bible said that your understanding is unfruitful. But the Father understands. My brother, it's not easy prayer. Just the talk, blah, 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 blah. You don't care who know. God, they hear. Who is the pray to man? The thing is that sometimes you are praying in your house, you want people to know that you can pray. You now change your prayer point because of people around you. Then you begin to call your neighbor so that they will make one of your rich neighbors so that you will hear you are praying for him. Say, God, Brother Michael is such a nice person. You now raise your voice so that the person can hear it. You say, bless him, bless him, bless him. Give him more car, give him more car, give him more car. Then when the person, the brother buys the car, you start coming around the car always. So you remember that you pray for him. In your house, in that compound, who is in charge? Because every compound, there is this being that is in charge of that compound. Who is in charge? In your own, is it that when a bed, how can you be sleeping? A bed will do quiet, you wake up and change prayer points. Is a bed not supposed to cry? So why is that when your own cry, you pray, you change prayer points? Why is that if you are sleeping, you see a cat run past your compound, though, you now say they are doing meeting in your compound. You now change your prayer point to every week that is doing meeting in my compound. When you, a tall speaking Christian, is in the compound, they are doing meeting. And your prayer point is, Father, lose them. God cannot lose them. God does not have the power to lose, though. He has given you the power to lose. He said, whatever that you lose here on earth is loosed in heaven. He didn't say, I will come and lose it. God cannot cast that devil. He said, this sign shall follow them that believe. Mark 16, 17, 18. In my name, they will cast out them. They, not I, will cast it out. There are some spirits you will encounter. Someone is mentally challenged. You hold the person and say, you spirit of madness, out in the name of Jesus. The person is still acting mad. You leave the person and go. 1 week later, the person gets himself. you have commanded. When a king does not speak to tongues, that's a different thing. But you must learn to harness prayers. The thing is that we have forgotten our place of prayers. When was the last time you stood and prayed? Intercessors. You are crying, God, God, open a job. God, give me a child. Will God raise that child as you as a prayer? God is not saying any useless child again to this earth, though. I'm not saying the ones he has said before are useless, but just understand what I'm saying. God is tired of sending those not. God will send you a, you are crying out of emotion. Why do you want a child? So that people will not laugh you. Your vision is visionless. But for every other thing to desire, that was what happened to Hannah. She was crying, God, give me a child. God, no answer. God, give me a child. God is saying, I'm not looking for. Don't you understand? This land is perishing. I need a prophet here. And Anna came and changed his prayer point. He said, if you give me a son, I'll give you back. I will donate the child to the altar. And God said, somebody is speaking. And it's the angel Gabriel, who is saying that? He said, now Anna should not come again. What's the prayer point? She said, if you give her a son, she will give it back to you. He said, give her a son. Does it mean she was barren? No. Her prayer was not in line with the will of God as of then. But now you have the Holy Ghost that can pray in line with the will and show you the will of the Father. All you need to do is switch. Go inside, let him come out. Charge and pray. The day the message that used to move you stop moving, you check your spirit, something is happening to you. You are someone that used to pray 1 hour and now you can't stretch for 1 hour. My brother, you're a wounded soldier. Wake up. We must learn to pray. We must learn to pray. If you are not tired, you see, the way the world is going, this world will get difficult for some people. The way the world is going, nobody won't work anymore. Everybody won't go pick money. You see, as we're in Nigeria now, we don't have law again. You see, we don't have even traffic in our country anymore. We've even red light now moves go. Green moves stop in our country now. Are you not seeing it? Are you not seeing it with your own eyes? Even the men that are in force are hiding uniform. In fact, now when there is traffic, some individual will just come out and start. Oh yeah. This is time to harness. Let it not be known that we are among the generation that allow Christianity to die in our time. We must hold up that torch and let it burn. My brother, you must pray. My sister, you must pray. You must stretch your lungs in the place of prayer. Don't pray till you are tired. Pray till you are answered. Yawn, cry, seek him. If you need to sit down to push on, sit down. You need to pray. Where are the evangelists of our streets? Where are they? Even our mothers that are supposed to be putting us through in the things of God are seeking for God. I remember how many churches my mother carried me to. I was the only one that is willing to follow. Others don't follow. Me, I follow. And all of them will be giving me prophecy. Ah, you'll be great. Great in what? Just that great. I don't even ask great in what. Just you are great. Hi, God, I'm great. Any man of God that give another prophecy other than that, there is a problem. I'll tell my mother, this person I brought in. Our mothers were blind too. They were blind by the spirit of religion. It's in our own generation that someone will go to church and be hiding for the camera so that their pastor will not see and say, so you went to this man's church. What do we preach to the people, the soul that God has given to us? Some people will come on social media, a man they honor, because of what their father will say, they will not honor the man in public. How do you want the anointing you want to celebrate secretly to honor you? post a picture of a man of God you honor, people will say, look at this small boy that you are older than.
No.
You see, it's not about who came first, it's about the anointing we carry. Some of us, what we carry is essence. What you carry is essence. Because you carry the living God in you. That is why when you call some men in the secret, God will disgrace you openly. Some people will come to me for counseling. Sometimes I'll ask you, have you spoken against any man of God? Sometimes it is what they have said before. A man is preaching on TV, you say, look at them, fake men of God. That one word can hold you bondage. One word. My brother, if anything will prevent you from serving God, cut it away. Kill it. I'm a living testimony that God blesses people. Most of you that are very close to me will know what I'm talking about. I'm a living testimony that God blesses, that God can bless a man. I told God that everything material must die in me. Everything that is material must die in me. Let it die in you. I'm not saying, did I say you should hate money? No, but don't love it. Did I say you should stop working? No. While you are working, be praying. Learn to pray. Cultivate it as a culture. Pray at all times. Be an intercessor for your family. One day you can stand and speak over your family. Do you know that what it took before I came to this, to an extent in my family? It took maybe 4 to 5 years before they can even listen to what I'm saying. I will not depend on them. I depend on God. Then God will cause them to bless me. Sometimes I end up the eldest. He stays in the U.S. He just send me money. I said, give money. Just give money. He said, me, I'm the one giving you money. He calls me. He said, me, I'm giving you money. He said, I don't really need it. He said, they want me to do anything with it. He said, okay. Give this to the beginning person. It doesn't mean that I have so much. But there is something you are trying to let them know, that this God can sustain you. Can sustain you. Imagine when someone buys the phone of 10,000 naira to come and give you, and come and saw you using the phone of 100,000, you will put the phone back. The thing is that you don't allow that God to find expression in you. Small challenge, you don't fall, come on. Hey, well, this God has been praying, you're not answering, you know. No. Persistence. When challenges come is when you pray more. Pray more. Can we be on our feet? Pray more. Then you're going to ask God for the capacity to pray. You ask God for the capacity to pray. For the strength to push on in the place of prayer. Begin to open your mouth and begin to pray. Lord, I'm ready to be a flesh. That grace, that spirit that makes men to stand in the place of prayer, I ask for it. Abarabu to beta data baramatika. Yirina na do si brata breka liga ba ushika. Baratatatatatatatatata. Baratatatatatatatata. Kayo kakita. Kayo kakita. Reto soprati brakatikra kashikra. Lord, I've made mistakes in the past. Now I want to align. Brado so brati brakati brakashikra. Aya baba 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 baba. Brado so brakati kini makakusha. As you are praying, there is something unnecessary in the place of prayer. As you are praying in the Holy Ghost, you never can tell. You might be standing for a brother. You might be standing for a brother in the Lord that is somewhere, maybe kidnapped. You never can tell. There are people that say that they were kidnapped and all of a sudden they were let loose. It's because some men stand in the place of prayer. Rapo Pilataboshi Brata Tata Tata Rapati Brako Siti Titi Titi Bradozo Pre Erekita Brata Pretaba Ayamano Kokoba Ayoba Brato Sibra Bredo Shaka wherever you want to begin to pray in the Holy Ghost. Wherever you are watching from, begin to pray in the Holy Ghost. That also bear the great in our shop. And I've also bear the Baker. Might be this of praying the Holy Ghost. Let your voice roar in the spirit. Let it rise up to the heavens. Now you began to understand that there is a calling that is upon your life. And that calling is not to make heaven, but there is a purpose and there is a vision by which and in whom you are sent. There is a God called the God of all flesh and the same God of all spirit. You must learn to allow the Holy Ghost to gain ascendance in your flesh. And so that flesh begins to die. And your spirit and your soul out in power. He said in the book of Ezekiel, I searched for a man who can stand in the gap for the land, but I found him not. There is a reason why you have come to this battle. Don't allow the past to haunt you. You must forego the past. Make peace with the Father. Make peace with the Father. And ask him one more time for that grace of prayer. For that grace that will take you to the place of the Most High. That grace of ascendance in the Spirit. That grace is that grace that allows you to access the demon house. Bravo, Kabita. Bravo, Kabita. There is a gift that was given to you. But because of your lackness of prayer, you find it hard to stand up that gift. Now Paul spoke to Timothy. He said, Timothy, my son, stir up the gift that God planted in you when I laid my hands on you. There is a gift that must give birth. There is a gift that we must birth to you. And that gift can only come in the place of prayer. Until men began to learn to pray, then God began to answer. There is an access point. A man ought to allow himself to be a vessel of access to the Father. You have not come to Mount Sinai. You have come to a place of entrance. Yeah,
a bet, there is a child that is in you that wants to be bet forward. There is a child that is in your womb that wants to come out. There is a praying spirit that wants to express itself. There is a praying spirit that wants to give birth. Until you channel it, there is a gift that wants to find expression in you. There is a gift that wants to manifest itself in you. My brother, pray. My brother, pray. The Bible says that although we pray the Holy Ghost, our understanding is unfruitful. But the Holy Ghost maketh intercession with groanings that cannot be expressed in words. You might not gain the full understanding of what is happening, but my brother, a seed is being given birth to you. Bravo! You must let roar in the place of prayer. There was a prophecy that is upon your life. You know about this prophecy, but your lackness of paying attention to that prophecy, the material world has drawn you away. That promise that God has given you, what happened to it? Then he said that the blessings of the Gentiles are for you. But they will give you their jewels and their goals. There is more to your existence than what you give credit for. I am a boy. I am a boy. I am a boy. There is someone watching me right now. The power of God is coming upon you right now. The slaying power of the anointing of the Father is coming upon you right now. I see that person now under the power of God. Someone, you're watching me right now. You are sitting on your couch. Fire is entering your body right now. Brato Gabi. Brato Gabi. Ebrekoto Koko. Pray until Zion hears your voice. Baraka Pete Pete. Let every jealousy die. Let every envy, let every bitterness, every malice, kill it. Kill it. Back all back. In Jesus' name we pray. Father, let the light light upon their life. Let there be an increase in their prayer life. Let the only thing that burns in our heart be a strong desire for the kingdom. Let every material desire die a natural death. Father, we call forth intercessors. We call them forth, Lord. Arise,
intercessors. Arise, O spirit of prayer women and prayer men. What happened to our prayer warriors departments? What happened to our intercessors departments? What happened to those that keys? What happened to those that bet forth new dimensions? Father, let us not be carried away by the things of this world, but let us be conformed by your word. There is someone, I see you watching me, your name is Chukwudi. I don't know you are here, whether you are here, you're watching online, but I hear Chukwudi. And the Lord said, this Chukwudi is believing God for a healing. And the hunger, I see two persons, Chidi and Chukwudi. And I see one believing God for a healing. And I see one asking God for the prayer dimension. This one is crying and asking for the spirit to pray. Say, I want to pray longer, man of God. Right now, that veil is open in the name of our Lord Jesus. And that thing you're believing God for healing is done in the name of Jesus. If there is anyone here and you're believing God for a healing in the body, lay your hand where you're believing God for that healing right now. Even viewers all over the world, wherever you're watching from, you're believing God for a healing. Wherever you're believing God for healing, just lay hand on that place right now. And we're going to pray in tongues in 1 minute and see what happens. We know what will happen, but you will see what will happen. Predo kumina kati bra si bra daga si braka. Eye go si bra ere no mani baraga. Bakuti bra taki da barabu si bra. Ayababa berego super. In the name of our Lord Jesus. That pain is gone in the name of Jesus. That weakness gone in the name of Jesus. And I hear in the spirit, I hear eaten now. That person, Iken, and the Lord is bringing for the restoration to your life right now. From now to the next 31 days, there's going to be a very transfer of dimension over your life. What will happen to you, you will not believe. Your name is Iken now. In the name of our Lord Jesus. I see